This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, sometimes, like, today, we learn things about this economy from businesses sooner than we learn those same things from government indicators. Happens oftentimes, to be honest, but the instance at hand is inventories, how much stuff companies have in the storeroom waiting to sell. Savannah Marr told us about Target and its inventory-induced woes yesterday. You remember that? And lo and behold, today, the Census Bureau told us that inventories at the wholesale level were going up, too, back in March and April. That's big warehouses getting full of stuff. So, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore tells us what it all means.
The story of what to put on shelves has a lot of different versions in our economy right now. Here's one. Once upon a time, we were stuck inside, and we bought a bunch of stuff. And now we're free and spending our money on other things, and some stores are stuck with a bunch of stuff that nobody wants.
Some firms have simply misjudged the pullback of the consumer and are now facing unexpected or even unwelcome stockpile of goods.
Lindsay Piegza is chief economist at Stifel Financial. That is a story called Target.
Target doesn't want any more patio furniture.
Tim Quinlan is a senior economist with Wells Fargo. Another story goes like this. People don't like rising prices, so they try and find ways around them.
If beef prices are high, you shift your spending to chicken.
The name of that story is called Walmart, or Canceling Your Netflix. Stephen Bethel is seeing these stories firsthand. He works for Fraser Capital, which values companies.
Rising inventories are sort of an easy way to go bankrupt. The balance sheets that we're seeing are starting to show some of these issues.
But that is just some businesses. Other businesses are still telling an older story from the peak of the pandemic, which is they can't refill their shelves fast enough. They want more inventory. Again, Lindsay Piegza with Stifel.
We are seeing for some businesses a backlog of orders as supply chain disruptions are still lingering.
Yep, that is still happening. So the ultimate story of who is putting what on which shelf right now across our economy is chaotic. And that, in turn, is because our spending is also chaotic. Sure, some consumers are cutting back, but others are still spending a lot, especially on airfare and hotels, for example. So deciding what to put on the shelf and what will sell over the next few months isn't so much a story at all as a riddle. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.